Hey everyone, and welcome to the Paint It Black podcast. My name is Pete Berg. Hope everyone's August is going well. We're getting to the end of summer. It's kind of depressing, but let's make the most of it. What do we got here? We got Brian, my sidekick.
How you doing? Back for another week.
We got his sidekick, Lou.
I didn't know I was a sidekick's sidekick till just now.
We got Lou's sidekick, Lippy.
But my chair is taller.
No, it's not.
And we got No Man's sidekick, our guest, Mike Caparsa. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
So how is everyone?
Salute, Mike.
Let's do this the way Brian wants to. So what's on tap today, right?
That's what's on tap? Oh, I would have brought the Bud goddamn bottle can. I was drinking in here had I known. What's on tap? Well, was it the three of us, me, Pete, and Mike over here? We're drinking a nice whiskey, which the bottle's outside because Pete axed a sketch before we fucking... He's like, no, I don't want to be about
the bottle said something silly, just like damn good whiskey, damn good bourbon.
You
on
could
the
just
side
say bourbon.
Yeah. It's bourbon.
You don't have to throw a plug out there.
Whiskey. And then we're drinking some domestic light here on the corners with Lippy and Lou.
Yeah. Super classy BLs. On the edges there.
Keep it classy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well, I figured
warm Bud Light.
I figured we'd keep it, you know, we're doing last calls. We keep it on tap, you know, it all works into the whole montage.
That's right. We are, in fact, alcoholics, apparently.
Yes.
So how was everyone's week?
Pretty decent. You know, I know you guys checked up on Twitter. Where my wife actually started, like, marathoning all the episodes.
Yeah, I saw that. It was cool.
And I didn't say too much stupid shit, so.
You've been on fire the past
few
weeks.
A good thing.
Yeah.
I went to a Yankee game where Ichiro got his 4,000th hit, and, well, technically, internationally got his 4,000th hit, and Justin cost me a Philly cheesesteak sandwich because we had to have one more Bud Light Platinum, and then the Philly cheesesteak stand closed down.
Cool story, it would have been bro. Words.
I've been dick before where I've lost out on beer because of food, but I've never been, like, cheesesteak, seventh inning, man, closing down. No more cheesesteaks for anybody. It was. I'm still regretting it.
That seems like bad marketing on their point.
They ran out, man. It was. The
oh,
end.
They ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what any steaks. Of that story meant.
What I'm saying is that we lost out on cheesesteak sandwiches because we had to drink one more beer.
And that seems just like killed your week.
But like, how do
and
you
now? Justin has to blow them.
How do you run out of a cheesesteak?
Like, it was, you know, they ran out, and then all we had, we ate these, like, La Familia, like, personal pan pizzas instead. It was the most disappointing, awesome beer with the shitty pizza, man. It was rough.
So it was Justin's fault you didn't get a cheesesteak?
The way he worked it out was we got no cheesesteaks but La Familia personal pans.
That's like filet mignon being put in front of your face and then switched with an Elio's.
I gotta say, like, to be fair to La Familia, it's way above an Elio's pizza, but it's just like, god damn, I'm paying like $10 for a stupid personal pan. I could have paid like $10 for a juicy Philly cheesesteak.
Cock. Stadium food always sucks, though.
No, what are you talking about? It's always good.
Well, maybe at Yankee Stadium.
No, I mean, you go to Shea? I'm not Shea. City Field's got good food.
City Field is amazing.
I spent $8 on a lobster roll there.
Well, why the hell are you getting lobster? It's like you got to go
a lobster roll.
I had a lobster roll and realized I don't like lobster.
You got lobster at City Field?
It was a lobster roll, which is lobster meat sandwich, essentially. But
it's like lobster salad.
Yeah, but you pay $8 and you get four chunks of shitty lobster put onto a hot dog bun.
Lobster is expensive. That's why.
It's fucking imitation meat.
Oh, it wasn't like the real deal.
I'm still confused on why you decided you wanted lobster in a Met game.
Because my girlfriend at the time wanted it.
Hot dogs and beer? No.
That's fucking
so
I'm lobster and wine.
Well, you knew that girl. Oh, God, there's a dog in here. I was like, what the hell is licking Lippy, what are you doing?
I'm so confused by this. So you're at City Field.
I'm at City Field.
And you could have went to...
I'm not even there for a baseball game.
What is that? Shake Shack. They have Shake Shack there.
It's Shake Shack, man.
And you decided you wanted a lobster roll instead of Shake Shack.
First, let me explain the story. First of all, it wasn't even for a game because I hate the fucking Mets. It was a Paul McCartney concert.
That's rough.
Secondly, the girl I was with.
Lobster rolls are justified.
The girl I was with was very insistent that she wanted a goddamn lobster roll. I was fine with French fries.
Did she have her pinky out when she demanded it?
No, she had her fist out, and that's why I bought her one.
Like, fuck you bitch. I work paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. I want an American hot dog, and she said. Original.
Reginald. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Reginald.
I mean, a lobster roll just like at a game, man. It's like it just doesn't go.
It was a Paul McCartney concert, which makes it even more weird. Like that's not even justifiable.
Paul McCartney's coming to town, get rid of all the fucking hot dogs, and bring in the lobster roll.
Not even fish and chips.
We need shrimp scampi, lobster rolls.
Hey, look, normally when somebody goes, I want some lobster, I don't go, I don't. I love lobster. Who doesn't love lobster?
Yeah, but you're talking about steak. You're talking about frozen lobster.
I'd rather have crab than lobster.
Excuse me for trying to make my lady happy.
I don't like
didn't work out. I dumped her like a month later, but still.
Then you should have went with the hot dog.
Yeah, right.
Yo, that sounds like regret to
me. Sorry, it's unlike, not going to work anyway.
Unlike some people at the table, a lack of food does not ruin my week.
Get your lobster and regret here.
All right, you guys ready to do some news?
Yeah.
Oh, there was purpose.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Again, you have to be in the room, and we gotta like vine that or something. Lou dancing, it's always funny.
So good. I feel like I need like a top hat and cane.
Obviously, news girl Jillian's not here, but she did send me some stuff, and Lou sent me some stuff. So yep. I'm gonna be dipping back and forth between everyone's stories here. So let's start with my favorite headline ever: bodybuilder high on drugs breaks into jet, dances around in his underwear for hours. Now this isn't any normal jet. This is the private jet of German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Did he have the Harlem Shake playing in the background?
I can only
hope. The Harlem Shake.
Explains why he was slowly dancing first, and then he just busted out. So this took place July 25th and is still being investigated by the German Air Force. This guy...
They got their best minds on it.
Best minds.
This fairy had wings. Get him!
So they're saying he got into the airfield due to some construction. He obviously was on some drugs, but he's turned up negative with most drug tests, and they're still trying to work this out.
You sure he didn't test positive for E?
No, they said he...
They use Molly now, not E.
That's very true.
They said that it actually came back inconclusive for their drug test. Sounds like ecstasy.
Sounds like they were taking drugs,
just
too.
Just be dancing on a plane illegally is
not,
E.
Not just any... plane. This is the German version of Air Force
One. You can't
One.
Say that. He's like 1990. It's gone. E doesn't exist anymore.
He could have been
my drugs. My bad.
I don't even do that shit.
Is there a picture of this guy?
Nah, sadly. In fact, we don't even have a full name yet.
He has a whole bunch of glow rods, sweating balls in his underwear. A
lot of fluorescent paint.
Like, how did he break in? When you say bodybuilder, I just imagine he just tore the door off.
They've only given his first name, too, and it's awesome.
He flipped over the fence.
Is it like Jorgensen?
Schmiergen.
No, it's more science fiction.
Jormen Gunter.
Sonstadt.
His name is Volkan.
Magnuson. Volkan. He sounds like a fucking He-Man bad guy.
I just... Volkan dance!
This is real?
Like Terry Crews in White Chicks.
Get a pacifier in his mouth.
This guy was rolling.
Oh, obviously rolling.
I know what song they were playing. It was that, like, Du Hast or Buchditsch from fucking Rammstein.
Yo, you know, they don't...
That'd be great.
They don't actually
Du
like...
Du Hast mich.
They don't actually like them in Germany.
Really?
Oh, they don't like Rammstein? Yeah.
That's like their best export. What are you talking about?
It does great elsewhere, but apparently if you know German, you think their songs are stupid as hell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the English translation is nothing to admire. It's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, but almost every English translation doesn't really translate well to English. Like, anything you see dubbed in Chinese, it doesn't really, come across with, the main point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, have you ever heard, the English translation tracks that they used to do?
Oh, well,
you hate me.
Like, Du Hast.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty bad.
They're horrible.
They don't
bend over.
I mean, it sounds badass in German.
Well, it loses some of its evilness when it's, in German.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to Volkan here. This guy was such a beast. He was dancing around for hours in his underpants. Took an entire squad of policemen with dogs to get him off the plane. In fact, the guy was bitten twice in the leg before police were even able to overpower him.
No one thought of roids or PCP, nothing like that.
He just had the spirit of dance in him.
He just grabbed the dog and started twerking it. Crump dancing it.
Oh, poor dog.
Poor German shepherds.
Poor German shepherds. All right, let's move on. Let's go to our favorite place on the planet.
Florida.
Florida.
Every fucked up story comes out of Florida. Now, I promised your girlfriend, Brian, that I would have you guess the ethnicities of everybody involved. So, here's the story. Florida couple assaults Dunkin' Donuts worker with a gun over the wrong coffee.
White trash.
All right. This is a trick question, because I want to say that black people don't go to Starbucks.
Do you want
to
hear the story before
we... It's Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts.
A Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
When I hear coffee, I hear Dunkin'. I hear Starbucks.
That's because you're white.
All right. Well, here's the story. Latte, I'm going to tell you the story, then you can go ahead and guess.
I think he's officially offended your coworkers.
Okay. You can't keep this man from using anything racist.
What did I say that was racist?
Hit the soundbite. Hit the soundbite.
Yeah, black people don't go to Starbucks. Stop making up stereotypes.
Yeah, that's pretty
go
bad.
Go to your local Starbucks. Wait for him.
Have you been to a Starbucks?
Actually, this morning.
Ever?
This morning. I just was at one this morning.
I think every time I've ever been in one, I always got a black barista.
A lot of white people.
And we're not even talking about
Starbucks.
Penn
Station, they are all black.
Everyone in Penn Station.
Yeah, they work there.
I'm not talking about the workers.
Oh,
well, wait. What neighborhood were you in?
Any neighborhood.
If it's a white neighborhood, here's
why
I'm
saying. Here's why I'm saying. I have a good amount of black friends, and they refuse to pay that much for
me. No, it doesn't.
I do. I work with a bunch of them.
Work friends.
You haven't even met a black person since you met me. Fucking, first of all.
What? Wait, everyone quiet. Quiet. Let's just all sit on that for a second.
I don't mean me, but I have a lot of black friends.
Well, you said it. You can't take it back now.
Yeah, it's in there, man. It's recorded.
It's true. That's my new ringtone. Yeah. The fact that you're finally admitting that you think you're a black guy.
Brian Cass. Slave.
He was trapped in this white bubble until Brian came and popped it.
Jillian's finally rubbing off.
Floodgates open.
It was nothing but Dave Matthews music until I met Brian.
If he walks with a lot of starch in his pants, he's just...
A lot of starch.
But seriously, like...
Cats thinks black can be transmitted sexually.
Yeah, I know he does.
No, but seriously, like, they refuse to pay that much for coffee. They just don't.
I'm fucking...
Can we tell the story? Can we go into the story?
I refuse to pay that much for coffee. It's fucking dirty water.
The blacks and the Jews. He's Jewish.
And black.
He's Haitian and Jewish.
If you say something stupid, I'm just going to clam up and let you reflect.
I'm fine with it.
I got one.
I got a good amount of laughs. I'm fine with it. What's your problem?
Let's tell the story, all right?
Tell the story.
Then you can make the guess. All right.
He's doing like,
I got the vapors.
I don't need to know any more
of this story. I'm
literally
seeing the sweat build
black.
Up on Lou right now.
You're glistening, dude.
I got the laugh sweats.
So, surveillance cameras inside a Florida Dunkin' Donuts store captured footage of two irate customers using a loaded gun to assault an employee because he gave them the wrong kind of coffee. 27-year-old Jeffrey Wright and his wife, Alexis Longo, 22 years old, entered the establishment about 1 p.m., placed a drive-thru order. They wanted a vanilla coffee. What they got was a caramel coffee. Fucking end of the world there.
How you put this darky shit in my coffee?
They wanted a white coffee. They got a mulatto.
I mean, you really called for this.
Tell them the story about coffee, you racist bricks.
I think they're white trash.
How am I racist?
All right, well, as I said with the headline, they started threatening and beating the shit out of this guy.
It sounds like a Klan member.
You think it's a Klan member?
I'm going to say interracial.
Interracial. What would you guess? Let's go employee and couple. What do you think each of them was?
All right, the employee who messed it up, I mean, I want to say, like, they definitely speak a different language, so I'm going to say Hispanic, and the couple's interracial, I'm going to say black and white.
Which one's which?
The dude's black, and the girl's white.
You are 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3.
Holy shit.
You nailed the couple. They are a black man, a white woman, and a black employee.
Wait, what was the woman's name?
See, you're backhanded
Alexis
racism.
Alexis Longo.
Your backhanded racism against me has made me get a triple play on that. I can't go 3 for 3.
Yeah, excuses.
Oh, no, that'd be racist.
I was like, every Starbucks I've been to is just nothing but like white college hippies.
Well, this is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, Mike,
that's the difference.
Oh, that's right.
Mike doesn't cross the tracks over here.
I'm stuck on Starbucks from your ridiculous comment before.
And Mike strictly goes to Starbucks in Connecticut. He never runs across.
I make my own coffee.
No, I actually, shit, since the whole Aaron Hernandez thing, I learned that Connecticut's a little bit hood.
It's a little bit hood. It's a lot of it.
I know.
It depends on the spot.
Remember Bridgeport, dude?
Is that where your other used to live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every
couple spots might be nice.
Every state has
it's a bit spotty.
Neighborhoods and cities, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
I would have said Indian for the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Thank you. Come again.
Yeah.
For Dunkin' Donuts, I would go with Patrick.
That's only on 110
That Long Island. That one on in Babylon. Mm. All Indians. It's like family.
Well, when
they also own Subway.
Yes, I think we're getting too far off topic here about the race. Let's just talk about what happened.
Hey, let's not get so racial today.
you started it by reading Jillian's, like, please guess what these
people are. Well, I'm trying to do her a favor while she's not here. Big mistake on my part.
No, I made for some great comedy.
Now I get it. She eggs you on. Like, that's where this comes from.
Say it, Brian. Say the N-word.
Don't be mad at the truth.
All right.
Like, I'm black. You can say it, Brian.
The two are in jail. There is a video involved. It's not good audio, so I won't play it. But it got pretty vicious. They had the gun to this dude's head and everything.
They put a gun out for coffee?
Yep.
Through drive-thru?
No, they went into the... They went inside, man.
That would be...
I said like, vanilla!
Like, couldn't they just shut that stupid fucking window and, like, call it a day, you know?
It's caramel! Relax! We'll make you another!
Oh, man. I thought you said caramel. No!
God forbid they give him chocolate or something. End of the world. All right, let's go to the next one. Scuba diver busted smuggling weed into the U.S. from Canada.
Inventive. His big tip-off was, who goes scuba diving in between Canada and
America? With, like, a backpack.
Yeah,
this guy was carrying...
What are you trying to see, buddy?
Yeah, he was scuba diving to, I believe, I want to say Michigan. He was going across the Great Lakes or something. Dragging behind him a giant PVC tube filled with 8 pounds of weed.
Yeah. It could be more. You couldn't be more sending signals with that, man. You're like, first of all, you're scuba diving from.
What's that black thing moving in the water with a tampon dangling from it?
Excuse me, sir. You're under arrest. For what? You're scuba diving from Canada to America. You're obviously doing something fucked up.
He should have paddled his ass back to Canada. He would have been okay. Yeah.
Well, the beauty of it is they didn't even bat an eye. They caught him before he jumped in the water. They were like, what is that? It looks like a guy swimming with something shady. All right, we'll just park here where he's going to swim to and grab him.
Excuse me.
Which is exactly what they did.
Scuba Steve, why don't you come over here real quick? So what I do, officer, you're obviously doing something illegal because who goes scuba diving in Lake Michigan?
It's fucking cold.
So this guy, what are you, he walked to the dock in full scuba gear driving a PVC
PVC cylinder filled with 8 pounds of weed, according to this.
And he thought that no one would ask him what the hell he's doing.
He thought he was real slick. Apparently he's a real skinny swimmer. Yeah.
The whole time he walked down like...
With his PVC over there like nighttime. A fishing pole.
I'm under arrest? What?
Like, that's like a great idea if you're not an idiot.
He should have put it...
How do you do that?
In like a makeshift tank on his back.
Mm. What about the oxygen he needs?
Well, he'd have two tanks.
Why are you doubling up, sir?
That's a little more
ridiculous.
Well, he was promptly arrested, but
I hope it wasn't good.
What was the charge? You know the charge? You see the charge?
Let's see. What is the charge?
Because it's legal in Canada, right?
Yeah, but he got caught,
I'm sure.
It's trafficking. He's still bringing it across... You know,
that is federal, amazingly legal.
Pound me in the ass, jail.
Doesn't exactly say what he got.
They probably just like
you want to guess his race.
Him? That's a white guy.
That's a white guy.
Yes, it is a white guy.
I'm going to tell you because it's another racist thing. Black people don't like water like that.
That and also aren't only like
my hair.
Only white people live in Canada, right?
I'm pretty sure. It's like,
no, there's a lot of Jamaicans in Canada.
But like white Jamaicans.
No, like black people. Well, what white Jamaican are you talking about?
I know a lot of
Rasta
white
Jew.
Rasta Jew?
My dad calls himself a Rasta Jew.
All right, let's not get off on this whole racial thing again. Let's keep it moving. Let's do our last news story. This is a, what would you call him, I guess? A religious scholar? Now, I like
a moron.
I like to pull these stories because they're funny to me.
A theologist.
This is like one of those evangelical televangelist types. He claims to have cracked the ability to tell if you're possessed or not by what crayons you would use to color in a picture of your brain.
The black as night crayon, red as dripping blood.
This is one of those pray away the gay assholes.
So,
if you have a box of Crayola and you pick the wrong color, what happens to you exactly?
All right, what color would you use to color your brain waves?
He would color
my brain
pink.
Waves or my brain?
Your brain itself, the sections of your brain. What
Bubble
color would
pink.
You pick? Gay.
Exactly. I'm talking about him, not me.
I don't even know. I wouldn't even do it. I'd be like, I'm not coloring anything.
Oh, psychopath.
Okay. Who the fuck colors their brain anything other than pink except for Coyote?
Actually, I'd probably...
This part is banana flavor.
Actually, since I'm actually colorblind, I probably do like crimson red. And they'd be like, you're the devil.
Pedophile knew it. All right.
Why would that be the pedophile color?
I don't know. I just like that.
Are you reading these colors and what they mean, or are you just making this up?
No, I'm just bullshitting. I'm pulling this out of my ass. Here's his quote. He's actually claiming that, quote, you can actually see demonization in people's brains by the colors. There's a certain color that I won't mention that tells me if someone is demonized, he said. And he ultimately revealed that if dark colors are used, such as black, browns, or grays, proof of demonic possession. I repeat that magic word right there, proof, he claims.
A brown, you love cock!
This is killing me inside.
Don't put your shit on me.
You hear that?
Oh, because it's black or brown. It's demonic.
Exactly. Hey, I'm reading this asshole's quote. Who he goes on to say,
that's just racist.
I can be in a room with people who are into the occult, who are steeped in demonology. I may not know it just by sitting next to them, but I let them do that, and I can tell what spirits they have.
This guy's stupid.
Yeah, and this guy's getting TV time with his science.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the fact that he uses the words proof and fact, it should be illegal.
Yeah, it's the first kind of guy to go, hey, it's the theory of evolution, not the fact.
And technically, they are correct, is a theory, but it's like, do they use, it's the theory of Genesis? Like, no.
No, it's better than his theory of the brain coloring book.
The story of Genesis.
The fiction. Oh, the non-fiction.
What if you only have one crayon?
Oh, that tells a lot about you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
You know what's messed up about that whole crayon thing in general? I didn't like the color, and they wanted to leave me behind in kindergarten because they're like, he doesn't like the color.
Sociopath.
It's like
pedophile.
Yeah.
My mom was like, so? He's a boy.
Cat raper. I'm going to try to read his name. I can't pronounce his last name. It's got a lot of weird consonants in it. Jerry Mungadze. Mungadze.
Mungadze?
Mungadze.
That sounds like kind of
African.
Is
it? Is that my phone?
That's you.
No, it's me.
No, it's not me.
It does look like Mungadze.
Mungadze.
Mungadze. All
right. All right. So,
let's do a stupid people.
Fustafel.
Stupid people.
I got to dance for every song in here.
We're going to film it. We're definitely going to film this shit.
Yeah. So all right. An animated GIF of me.
I'll bring the camera.
Bobblehead Phil.
Nice. Yeah, can we please do
that? I would love to get a bobblehead Lou.
The Lou GIF anthology.
He's
like
a
all your dances.
Bobblehead though. Like.
All right. What's my favorite thing that we tend to cover? We fall into certain stories, right? People were losing their dicks and people.
A lot of that.
Look, people losing their dicks happen to fall into a category, people losing their dicks. I'm shocked there's that many people losing their dicks.
I know, right? It's weird. But what would you say the other biggest story that we always do is, especially when it comes to stupid people?
Oh, wait. Is it people ratting on their own family members?
It's Facebook.
Close, yes. Facebook. In this case, Instagram, actually. But a rapper, and I use that term loosely, bragged about his massive gun collection and the fact that he was trafficking on Instagram, and the NYPD has made their biggest bust in their history.
No, in their history?
Yeah. Let's have a little musical accompaniment here. This is a little...
Could just done
Ted Nugent.
Ba, 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 again.
This is Nino Best. This is our culprit. You're dancing to this too, Luke?
I don't know about you guys, but I would definitely drive like 3 miles an hour and blast that down the block.
There was some twerking going on in this room.
I'd put my seat all the way back.
Yeah.
And just roll.
I just heard three or four N bombs that did not come from us.
I know.
Well, that one was all right. It's a song, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all good. All
right. So this guy got busted. His name, Young Nino, 26 years old from Brooklyn. Obviously, has been up to no good for some time, considering he was posting pictures of all...
Was he messing around with the Fresh Prince?
Let's just read the quote.
Say, did he start making trouble in your neighborhood?
He got in one little fight, and Fresh Prince's mama got scared. Sent him to this...
Moved in with his aunt and uncle from Bel-Air.
And then he went to a Dunkin' Donuts and got his coffee wrong.
Caramel!
Oh, Christ.
Maybe he gave them the gun.
So this guy was so psyched.
It was a Dunkin' Donuts, not a Starbucks.
This guy was so psyched about how gangster he was that he just started posting pictures of guns, assault rifles, paper bags filled with $100 bills. So that sparked a year-long investigation where they started following. Yeah, they followed this guy around. They weren't just going for this little fish, dude. They were going for everyone he was dealing with.
I want to sue the police department for spending a year trying to catch this guy.
They didn't catch this guy.
They didn't catch him?
They caught everyone. They caught him and everyone involved in this gun-running circle. That's why it took a year.
He's posting stuff online.
Yeah.
And it took them a year.
No, they knew it was him.
I know.
Are you not getting this?
No, I get that. Why would it take a year?
Because to build up a case.
To build a case. Yeah,
it's like 48 hours.
They weren't, right? They weren't trying to take out There's Nino Best.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's not like TV where it's just like, oh, that's the guy.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, this guy's in stupid people. He's posting everything on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, that's because people don't realize that, you know, when you put things on the internet, the world can see it.
That's what I'm saying. So how did the police take a year to be like, now we got him? It should have taken like 48
because
hours.
They discovered a mass gun smuggling ring that stretched across the entire east coast of the United States.
And it's for
the which this guy was taking pictures of from the I-95 from
which
New York.
He tweeted. They found 243 handguns, 9 rifles, 2 shotguns just in his possession. 18 total arrests. He went on to put on Instagram again, he's packing more guns than the Air Force.
Why would the Air Force be packing mad guns?
That's a really stupid quote, actually.
Packing more guns than, planes.
Glad I got my package last week.
Yeah.
You know what would have been great? If, the cops made an Instagram, we got this stupid bastard, and we just hit him with all of his guns, you know?
Oh, you go to Newsday, you could watch them, you could see all the mugshots for, the month of the week or all that stuff
crime,
and what they
crime
did.
Crime busters, yeah. Man.
I'm sure there's a guy, too, in the police department whose entire job is just to browse Facebook. Now we got another.
No, it's not a guy. It's definitely a chick.
But who cares?
Oh, they get
no,
it
because,
way
faster. They would browse Facebook way better than a guy.
I don't know.
I've known both sides of that.
Yeah, my precinct is pretty useless. So
you're a cop?
I don't know. What's that?
You're a cop?
No, but the precinct in my town is pretty useless. So.
Well, you guys,
I can see
your criminals aren't posting.
I could definitely see them just staying on the internet, not to look for criminals, just to look on the internet.
All right, next story. Guess where?
Florida.
Yep. I'm just gonna give you the headline. I don't even think we need to talk about this story. Sword wielding Florida man attacks mother's boyfriend over a missing can of shrimp.
Well, you know the most
that was
surprising...
the good kind.
Are we good though? We can move on from that.
The most surprising thing to me was they have cans of shrimp.
Yes, they do.
Ryan, guess, does it say their race?
Mm-hmm. No. That was white.
It doesn't say.
They also have cans of crab meat?
Fuck that thing.
I've seen crab meat.
You open up the can and it's wrapped in paper.
That's disgusting.
Some
soggy paper shrimp.
The most disgusting thing is fucking chicken in a can.
I eat that.
Chicken in a can?
You fucking eat that?
Yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff?
Well, it's better. No. It's literally, it's like tuna, only chicken.
You could buy fresh chicken for $2.
That's your reasoning?
Yeah, because I make chicken salad.
You can make chicken salad with fresh chicken for $3.
Yeah, I got to cook the chicken.
It's a time saver.
You're disgusting.
Picture tuna without the fishy taste. That's exactly what it is.
Dude, you can get cooked grilled chicken anywhere.
I know. I do that too. But I like the can.
What fishy taste are you talking about with chicken?
No, with tuna. When you open the can, it looks like white tuna, but only it doesn't have the fishy taste.
Because it's clearly
like chicken.
Yes,
and it tastes like chicken.
But it's in a can.
So?
You disgust me on so many levels I can't describe.
Yo, I like corned beef hash, man, and the dog food kind that comes in the can.
You have corned beef hash in a can?
Yeah, I love that shit.
I like
Chef Boyardee too.
Lippy's most important possession is his can opener.
Yeah.
Who the fuck eats this much canned food? What are you, a cat?
I guess. I don't know. I like canned food.
What the?
I like Spam too.
Spam is disgusting.
Spam too.
You cook up some Spam. It's like a cross between ham and bologna. Pepperoni or something.
I don't have words for this.
No, you put that shit in your omelet. That's
spam
good
and
eating.
Eggs, man.
Oh my
spam and eggs.
Hell yeah.
God, you guys disgust me with your spam.
It's not like I'm eating potted meat.
Who gives a
I'm
fuck,
not going
dude?
That far. Oh.
Spam, who cares?
My family
is
this
pork?
My family likes Vienna sausages.
Yo, Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
What? I put them in between two
crackers.
Yes!
Am I getting blacker yet? With hot sauce sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I just don't get that.
I'm willing to try that.
The Vienna sausages, right? I guess.
Well, they make hot Vienna sausages. So.
Mikey's giving me this look like, what?
Dude, like, I
don't
like,
know you.
Like I said before, bro, like, I got no words for this. And, like, I've known you for, like, at least 10 years now.
It's fucking delicious.
This is news to me, dude.
Don't knock it till you try it, man.
Don't knock it till you try it.
This is all quality food. I'm all right with all
apparently
of this.
Apparently, discount can day is a big deal for these three. Right?
I have a really high nitrate count.
Yo, the snooty guy who eats White Castle as a staple meal. Yeah,
right? Hey, look, what's better at 3 in the morning than White Castle? But, yo, I'm not fooling myself. I'm not fooling myself. Hey, grilled chicken. Ah, oh, nice.
No, I'm sophisticated.
Oh, you got the electric can opener?
Yeah.
Listen to you, like, two soundboards going at it.
I still don't understand, like, why chicken in a can?
Because like, why would you and do believe that? It or not, it's, believe it or not, it's expensive.
You're double stupid.
So you can wait. So you can get real chicken.
I don't want to
for
that
less
shit.
Money. Yeah. Already cooked, than chicken in a can.
Yeah, probably.
But he doesn't want to. But you was on a pan fry that for like 3 minutes.
But yeah, no.
You prefer the taste of
the can one.
You can buy a like full rotisserie chicken for $3 more.
Bro, you can go to like Walmart and get a full rotisserie chicken for like $7.
You know, that's a good idea. I do like the rotisserie shit.
Nah, man, yo,
we've changed the life today.
At like 11 o'clock at night, you go to like the 24-hour Pathmarks, and the ones that they didn't sell, they give away for like $1.
Yeah, but you know what? Spam's still delicious, so fuck y'all.
And I'm getting criticized. I never had spam, so I'm not going to talk shit about it, but canned chicken and canned shrimp.
Spam is corned beef hash without the hash.
Spam is fucking horrible. I'm sorry.
Spam
I gotta
is good.
I got to say,
good.
It's good. Spam is horrible.
It's pork shoulder. It's
listen, man. You know where spam came from?
A pig?
Like, no, like where it started?
Hawaii.
When we didn't have any fucking food because of the war.
Do you know what?
We had to give that
but
to
But that's
people.
Exactly
the
what
great
it is.
War.
All
the delicacy in Hawaii.
The spam is made from the part of the pork shoulder that's hard to carve. So what they do is they just take the whole bone with the meat on it, throw it in some, boil it off, and then put it in the can and it takes that shape.
Yeah, I vote.
Yummy.
Damn straight.
I vote no on this.
So it's just that meat that you couldn't get to with a knife. It just conveniently places it into a delicious can
with preservatives.
A delicious
and
can
salt.
Treat.
A delicious can treat that fries up real good and goes great with eggs.
It's like it's like fried bologna sandwiches.
Put a little sriracha on that bad boy.
Sriracha is good on anything. That's not fair.
Scramble it up. Put some spam, some diced tomato maybe. Damn straight. I'm hungry now.
There's worse things out there. Like,
guess what I'm
people
eating
eat right? Fucking tripe. Like pig knuckles and shit.
Yeah, tripe, man.
That's
pig knuckles not bad
pigs
either.
Pigs have knuckles?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they have hooves.
That's a big like southern thing.
Or like oxtail.
Like pig
like
ear
oxtail.
Sandwiches
oxtail's
and shit.
Great.
I like oxtail.
My no, dog loves
my dad eats tripe and that shit. It, like,
I'm not going to swallow
meat,
this tripe.
Meat should not look like a sponge. No. You know,
what the hell is tripe?
It's cow stomach, but it looks like a big fat white dish sponge.
Ugh. Yeah, you know what, I find
it's pretty
gross.
Pretty ripe.
I saw a cooking show where they fucking were boiling up marrow.
Marrow, depending on the context,
like marrow
can be
is
good.
Amazing.
No,
I'm
we're
sorry.
Boiling up a marrow.
I'm just saying, it looked gross.
And cow heart's pretty good too. That's like a really tender steak.
They pop that shit out like Play-Doh.
No, you get a good ossobuco with a good marrow in the.
Well, like the point is to suck the marrow out.
That makes it sound extra gross.
Right out of the bone. Like, right out of that.
You could use a tiny fork, too.
You give it the old...
No, this is not a blowjob.
I do want to try black sausage or whatever.
What?
No homo.
Yo, you can't call him racist no more.
That, whatever that
guys, sausage. Guys, calm down. Off the subject, I would love to try black sausage.
All right, we're going to move on to the next story.
The
on that note, Lippy, thank you so much for opening up. We've learned a lot about you today.
You really bookended that real nice.
All right, let's go back to Florida.
And I like thought in my head, I was like, should I say black sausage or blood sausage?
No,
it's black sausage.
You should have said blood sausage.
Blood sausage.
Boom! Yummy! All
right, this is another one of my favorites. We're going to play a little game. We're going to play Guess the Drug. All right, this is back in Florida.
It's ecstasy.
I-75 near Naples, Florida, late Thursday, about 1:15 in the morning. Driver identified as Layla Denise Aiken. You want to guess her race?
Aiken?
Yeah.
That's
it's not.
I
it's
do.
Not a tough one.
I'm going to say, wait.
No, that's a tough one. Layla Denise Aiken?
She's white.
That's white, man.
This is the whitest name ever.
Yeah. That's
but
pretty
Denise
white.
Denise could be.
The Denise really threw me off. That's like a Spanish name.
No, but Aiken is like the whitest name on the planet.
Yeah, but black people have
it's
white
the gayest
names
name
because of slavery.
Let's get to the story because this gets kind of fun. She got pulled over after a police officer spotted her doing 83, not that fast, but considering she had her, both her arm and both and a leg sticking out of the window, he decided to pull her over.
She's like, woo!
Okay. Arm and a leg?
Arm and a leg,
she
yes.
was airing out the veg.
Then when the sirens went on, she proceeded to wave her scarf at the window like a flag and then just let it go, like, into the breeze.
She could be like, quoted as saying,
oh, she was just drunk.
Isn't this ironic? Don't you think?
Better. I mean, this is just Saturday night.
When she got out of her car, she did a, quote, wide stretch of her arms and appeared, quote, high, with another quote, the lights on, but nobody home look in her eye. That comes from the police report.
Cocaine!
No, that's not cocaine.
When the trooper then asked her to place her hands on the rear of her car, she instead knelt down and started saying a Muslim prayer.
Yo, chick. It's fucking,
heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah.
I was like, what's Poppies doing?
Well, there's more. There's more. Then when the trooper asked where she was going, she said,
get the hell out of
here! she looked at him and said, quote, I want to taste you and gaze through you. And that her one request was that she wanted to taste the ocean before listing.
And that's when she got for blowing a trooper.
When he asked her for her emergency contact or who to call, she said Jesus.
Call that motherfucker. He's on a cross somewhere.
Yeah. They found a bunch of shit in her car, like some leafy stuff they thought was weed, but when they actually tested it, it was just tea leaves. And
you gotta be a dumb police officer to be like, yeah.
I think it's weed.
Yeah.
This is a leafy substance. They're all weed.
Weed. Weed.
I thought I had it.
Definitely not chai.
He's sitting there like,
yeah.
I think it's tea.
That was a pretty good bong sound.
That was good.
Well, he's starting to become an expert now.
That was not bad. So what do you think? You think heroin?
It's yeah, wrong.
Why do you think that?
Once you said a Muslim
prayer, yeah,
respect.
I think the blank look on the face too kind of gives it away.
I didn't know heroin to be rambling like a mad prayer. I thought it made you
forget what she's doing.
Not out.
Once you say she started saying Muslim prayers,
that's where the heroin.
No, where do you make that leap?
That's where
because all the Pakistani and Afghani people.
But they also make a lot of weed. But I don't get high and start praying to Allah.
That is not fucking weed.
No, this is not weed.
What was it?
They don't know.
Tea leaves.
You why know, are we playing this fucking game to nowhere?
I don't know. Because I'm curious.
That's either heroin or like acid or some shit. Yeah.
I was thinking it's Florida. It's probably some sort of synthetic thing.
What if she was on bath salts?
That's what I'm saying.
She would have ate somebody.
She would have eaten a cop.
Well, she did want to taste.
She wanted to taste.
You can see
she
her,
did want to taste them.
Her picture here if you want to take a look.
She hot?
It looks like at one point in her life, she could have been.
She's a little haggard. She's like Mary-Kate Olsen at this point.
I can't see the picture, but it could be meth.
She looks like an ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm.
If she's all, is she all
does
like,
that mean an ugly duckling?
Like, let me ask you a question. She looks
like
the picture.
She's like a 6 or 7 on the ugly scale.
I'm sorry. Let's like man talk right here.
The hot scale.
Guys.
Nah, nothing really on her. She looks pale as a ghost.
What about her teeth? Is she showing her teeth?
A little bit. They don't look too messed up. Bags under her eyes, really glazed over.
Oh, that's fucking heroin.
Pale as a ghost.
That's heroin.
Yeah.
See, I'm a little disappointed. I thought you were going to have an answer.
No, I don't. I was just curious and seeing what everyone thought, because I don't know that much about it.
Now I've got no closure.
Yeah.
All I saw was a woman swallows tapeworm.
You bury the lead, buddy.
Is that like the homework assignment now? Like, we all have to go out and find out what kind of a fucked up drug will make you say that kind of shit? Like,
absolutely.
Let's do them all.
I don't know, man, because any psychedelic will make you act like fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like,
mushrooms make me laugh.
That was why I thought it was, like, some sort of possibly synthetic drug. She's acting completely bonkers.
Oh, like salvia or some shit?
Yeah, like, all, not even salvia. Salvia's not...
You die inside when you smoke salvia.
I've never...
Everyone that I've told has told me that they've died. Like, everyone. Edler... Pete D, like his girl. Christina
sell them all out on this recording.
Oh yeah,
here's a list of our friends who've done salvia.
Salvia is legal.
No comment.
And their address?
Their
Florida.
Their Xbox Live accounts.
See,
their
again, this is that stupid
address.
Shit. You know, where like, putting like illegal shit on Instagram.
Exactly.
Internet.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind while we're.
I have
blowing up our
pot
spots
in my hand right now.
How is salvia? Is it any good?
I never tried it.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
How about that Indian shit?
I've tried the fake pot.
Like the lamp?
Peyote.
Peyote?
Oh. Peyote?
Are you talking about American Indian? All right.
You better not have shit to do for like 2 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I want to, you know, have a vision. Go on a vision quest.
You want to, like, chase your spirit horse and
yes.
shit?
Yes.
It's like some Lou Diamond Phillips from Young Gun shit.
I want an Indian name. Let's think of an Indian name for me.
An Indian name for you?
Yeah.
Squanto. Muhammad.
Squanto.
Squanto. What the fuck is that?
I'm going to go with Running with Scissors.
A great Weird Al Yankovic.
I'm going with Giggles Like Child.
Blackfeet.
Why the fuck Blackfeet? Just for no reason?
White Fingers.
I'm going to stick with Blackfeet, I guess. Lippy's the winner.
How about Dark Skin, White Soul?
A little bit. It fits.
Right? I mean, you are like the whitest Puerto Rican I've ever met.
But Blackfeet makes me sound like a badass Indian.
Sounds like you're a hobo.
It's black from like...
From living under a bridge.
No, they don't have bridges.
Trolls?
Trolls?
What are you talking about? Billy Goat's Gruff, motherfucker. They ain't got bridges.
The Indians have...
They old school having
people.
Bridges.
They are.
They would never walk across a roadway that connects two separate pieces of land.
They're not too proud to accept government blankets.
Or
casinos.
They don't trust them anymore.
I wouldn't either.
The first ones were filled with smallpox.
I would never take anything from a white person ever again if I was an Indian.
They traded their chicken for smallpox. Hey, they don't want to.
They traded New York for beads. Yeah.
The PC term is Native American.
Stop being racist.
PC to who?
But apparently,
yeah, but yet we don't change the Cleveland Indians logo or the Redskins.
There's a lot of people still not happy about that.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, about 45 people are really upset about that nonsense.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just doing the neutron dance.
Hey, look, I'm not saying it's not terrible and fucked up, but they got to get like a better league together to get that out.
Well, we live in an age where we still cast Johnny Depp as a Native American.
Yeah,
true.
Because that makes sense.
He was Squanto, right?
Tonto.
Who's Squanto?
Someone you made up.
There is no Squanto.
That's the only half Asian, half Indian
I was entertained
guy.
By the Lone Ranger. I don't care what you said.
I just said Squinto.
Squinto. The half Asian.
He's part
Indian.
Asian.
So, all right, two things.
He's
one,
the Eastern Indian.
Why is every Native American in any Western named Joseph?
Yeah.
And second.
Hell on wheels.
No, but like, seriously, like if you.
It's a thing.
Just like watch Westerns, like old school Westerns and shit. Like every Native American is named Joseph. And second, my buddy went to school in Alaska. And he was saying that...
On a good scholarship, I imagine.
Apparently. And he was saying, like, at the mall, like, they don't like being called Eskimos. They're called Inuits.
Inuits,
right? Like
idiots.
Apparently, all they do is they go to the mall and sell bracelets and lotto tickets that don't win.
Sounds like every 7-Eleven I've been to.
Right next to the Peruvian flute blower.
Agreed.
No, is it Peruvian?
The pan flutes.
Yeah.
Pan flutes, yeah.
They'd have better chances just selling, like, puffy stickers.
No, oily stickers. That's what the girls
like. I would think they'd...
It's in 86,
You'd think they'd make a killing off of those bracelets, though.
Yeah.
What are these bracelets, though? Are they beads or are they Livestrongs? Like,
I mean, honestly...
Are they homemade
bracelets?
I would
imagine that they're made out of some type of leather and hide.
They're like, this took me 2 days to make. $1.
They don't have a lot of resources up there.
Yeah, thank you, self, without skills.
You've got nothing! Nothing!
I mean, there is nothing in Alaska.
The bracelets are made of ice.
Ice and blubber.
And tears.
Their fucking hotels are made of ice. It's not too far-fetched.
I mean, Alaska is a desolate place. Yeah. You know it takes you like 5 days to drive across that whole state?
That's why the vampires attacked.
30 Days
Dude,
a Night?
That was like the worst fucking movie I've ever
Listen,
seen.
Listen, I like that movie. You just don't like the little minions being super... This is going to sound really
Look,
racist.
I have a fond...
Super chinky.
Their language sounded like Jabba the Hutt.
But I have a fond place in my heart for that movie. No, I have a fond place in my heart for that movie because that was the last vampire flick before we got delved into the Twilight bullshit.
At least
they were brutal murderers.
I'm going to agree with you on that, but the whole movie made no fucking sense whatsoever.
Read the book.
I'd imagine the book is much better.
They've been alive for thousands of years,
and they were like, do you ever hear about this place in Alaska?
Yeah.
Wait 30 days, man. You can just stay up forever.
And then, like, they're supposed to be, like, this apex predator, and they kill their entire food source in 2 days.
That's what killed me. The second half of that movie is just Anne Frank. Them in an attic.
Yeah. You got to remember, the first... You gotta remember the first day, from the first day these vampires hear about this 30 days a night nonsense. Instead of being like, guys, we got a ration, our food source is like maybe 120 people in this town. They're like, kill everybody.
Still better than True Blood this season.
Like this, no, True Blood this season, the end was good.
They're smart enough to knock out their electric generator.
Right.
But they're not smart enough to realize that this food is going to run out in like a day or two.
It's a feeding frenzy. It's an orgy of blood. That's why they're doing it. It's not about conserving their food.
Where the fuck are they going to... There's nothing in Alaska.
They're just enjoying it. They could bomb around there as long as they want without fear of sunrise.
It's Alaska. All the bodies get frozen.
Just wipe that out of the place.
Isn't there more things you could do with your time than just eat people?
They're vampires. What else do they do?
I don't know. Fuck. Wave your dick in the moonlight. I don't know.
They've been doing that for centuries. Now it's feeding time.
Well, you know what? There's two things I like about that. One, that the vampires aren't just basically gay, you know, pirates.
No giant
frilly shirts and shit, you know?
No giant
They're like animals. They're basically like, you know, what a wolf pack does, you know? Just fucking the way they hunt and shit.
Yeah, very, very primal.
And two, I figured they never tell you in the movie how much they need to sustain them for a while. So maybe they fill up and they just kill the rest to get rid of the evidence.
Mm.
What so evidence? What are they
like fucking snakes? Like that's going to last them like 30 days?
They're wearing plastic gloves and just like dusting off fingerprints?
No, but they burn the town down.
But then like what? Do they tell each other in their stupid fucking language? I watch CSI. This is how they find us now. Listen, like, I got the fuck
CSI bumfuck Alaska.
Thing. Yeah. Come on, thing. Man. It was Here's fucking ridiculous. That First movie. Of all, that language was a real language.
What? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Get the hell out of here.
The bums underneath Penn Station speak that.
I got this, these motherfuckers. I've got the DVD. It's a real ancient, like, dead language.
Like what? Wait,
Sanskrit.
What is it called? Sanskrit?
I'll let you borrow it, but it's a real language. I forget
what language is it called?
I don't know. I didn't look it up
prior. Just say Aramaic.
Do what?
I think it might be it.
No, you're lying.
I think that might be it.
The language that Jesus movie was in.
It's Aramaic?
I think it might be it.
Let's just call it that and move on.
All right.
So you guys want to do the last stupid people
thing? Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
You know, Lippy spoiled the surprise, but my question was going to be, how far would people go to lose some weight?
What would you do?
How much weight?
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
I don't know, shave off a leg?
Shave a leg?
Like slowly sand away a leg?
Look, we're not gonna
shave it down a little by little?
Or is this a really hairy leg?
You've been living life too good. It's going to be like Saw. Shave your leg off.
Well, we got a woman in Iowa who bought a tapeworm on the internet, ingested it, and then got really sick when she dropped a
She's
lot
lucky.
Of
She's lucky because on 1,000 Ways to Die, that was like number like 650.
Yeah.
Like, yo, no bullshit. I heard that's like a big thing to do in like Asia. Like
swallow a tapeworm?
Yeah. Like they'll like ingest themselves. Like they'll eat something that has like a tapeworm in it. So they drop mad weight and then they have it taken out or something.
Fuck
like
that.
Yeah. They ingested human meat. Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, it's fucking It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, It's Always Sunny.
I got the hunger.
Why did you look that way?
Because that was how
anybody? Anybody?
Did the new season come out yet?
Like, that was just raccoon meat, though, right?
It was raccoon meat.
You guys are stupid. That was just raccoon meat.
He told them it was human meat, and then they were like, oh, let's just chop his
leg
off.
No, but that wasn't to give them tapeworm. That was to make them pretend they were cannibals.
They got it, though. And that's why they never... That's why their hunger was never satisfied.
No, but they're just stupid.
That and it's a TV show.
Look, guys.
This is real life.
All right.
This fucking woman ate a tapeworm. And then got very, very sick.
So the diet worked.
It worked. With flying colors.
If you think about it... That's fucking teamwork! if you think about it, the idea of a tapeworm sounds like a really good thing. Until you realize that the tapeworm actually eats your stomach and organs and all that other
shit.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You get zero nutrients to your body.
It's like South American medicine.
You know Brian P?
Yeah.
Okay, so me and him were talking one night, and he was like, oh, I was watching this show on, what is that, like the Monsters
the
Inside
The WB.
Me? Monsters Inside Me or something like that, right?
Oh my God, that show's disgusting. You know that
show? So they're talking about this woman had a tapeworm in her. And at first he's like, oh, that doesn't sound too bad. You drop mad weight and everything's okay until they later on explain that it eats your intestines and stomach.
When they got this thing out of this woman.
It's pretty fucking brutal, man.
Four feet long.
What?
4 feet long inside her guts.
Isn't that like the length of your intestines?
No, your intestines is like four feet. Like super long. It's longer than 30 feet.
It's like, no, I heard
like the size of a football field.
I heard if you extend it out, it's like a mile or something.
It's like the size of like a football
field. No, that, seriously? That's real, because it's all coiled up inside you.
Wow.
Yeah, or, but like flattened and extended, it goes on forever.
Holy shit.
But a 4-foot bug in there, kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
It's crazy.
All right. You guys want to do the hashtag game?
Yeah. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Hashtag.
I got to come up with a dance for that.
All right. Just a reminder how this works. I'm going to recap all the news stories we just read. Mike, I'm talking to you specifically. And we're going to come up with a Twitter hashtag for each one. Funniest person wins. All right. You win my deepest respect, I guess. I will be picking you guys at random to go first. Dude, why are you showing me this?
What is it?
It's a dude pulling a tapeworm out of
a hole in his gut.
Oh, my God. You're
what the fuck? Wild.
That is the most disturbing thing ever.
Sorry, Mike. This stupid dog.
That's a horrible creature. Oh, my God. It keeps coming.
Damn.
Get out.
All right. I don't want to watch that anymore.
All right. He's cool in here, then, I guess.
Okay. So here's the stories we're going to recap. Lippy, well, never show me that shit again.
Stop playing that video.
It looks like roast beef in his hand.
It's disgusting. We got our dancing bodybuilder on the German jet. We got the Dunkin' Donuts assault, not a Starbucks. We have our scuba diver with the weed. We have crayons that can predict your brain and if you're possessed or not. We have the rapper who bragged about the gun smuggling ring. We have the sword-wielding Florida man. We have the woman who was busted insane. I don't know what to call her. And we have the tapeworm. All right? So I'm going to start on this side of the table. We're going to go to Lippy first. We're going to go around this round. First story, bodybuilder. Dancing bodybuilder.
Hashtag Duhast.
Hashtag Duhast. That's not bad. Mike, what do you got? You could pass.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pass.
All right. Brian, to you.
Hashtag, you could dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
Motherfucker. I was going to say something similar. His name was Vulcan. I was going to say...
Live long and prosper.
I was going to say, Vulcan dance if you want to.
Vulcan dance? God damn it. I'm between you and Lippy now.
Vulcan smash.
Oh, Vulcan dance if you want to. I got to go with that.
Hashtag... Oh. Get off my plane.
Also not bad. I'm giving it to Mikey.
Give it to Mike.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right, next one. Florida couple attacks Dunkin' Donuts worker with gun over wrong coffee.
Mike.
Who are we going to?
We're going to start with Lou this time.
I'm going to say, since the guy was black, Crunkin' Donuts.
Crunkin' Donuts. Pretty good. Let's go, Brian.
Hashtag coffee black.
Coffee black. A little semi-pro there. Mike, to you?
Hashtag not Starbucks.
Relevant to the room.
I should only get the point because they're all biting off my initial comment about how black people don't go to Starbucks.
And Lippy, yours?
We're not revisiting.
I thought this was Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Starbucks. It could be Starbucks for you know.
Well, hashtag we should have went to Starbucks.
Hashtag we should have went to Starbucks. None of you win because I'm giving it to your girlfriend, Brian, who sent me this one. Hashtag, I said no sugar, nigga.
I couldn't compete with that. That was too good.
I believe that's Pete Berg dropping an N-bomb.
On behalf...
First of all, the first guy to drop an N-bomb on the show, by the way.
Yeah, on behalf of Jillian Gray, a black woman
who's black,
who gave me full permission.
Oh, that... What did you say, nigga?
And, of course, you follow that up.
That makes it okay, then.
He got the one-time black pass.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, let's do the next one. Scuba diver busted smuggling weed. Brian, you start.
Me start? All right, I'm going to pass it.
Okay. Lou, to you.
Since he had it in the big tube, hashtag biggest joint ever.
Not bad. Not bad, Lippy.
Hashtag don't get high on your own supply.
Also good. Mike?
Hashtag what?
Hashtag a 20,000 weed under the sea.
20,000 weed under the sea.
That's kind of catchy.
And I will throw in Jillian's one for this. Hashtag Aquaman goes bad. I'm going to give it to Mike. That was just priceless. What?
All right, next one. Crayon drawings can tell if you're possessed by demons. Lippy, we'll start with you.
Hashtag black crayon.
Black crayon, all right. Lou?
I'm going to say hashtag darkness.
Darkness,
okay. Mike, let's go to you.
No, I vote for Lou.
Oh, I got one. Hashtag I ate my crayon.
You had your chance. Brian?
Hashtag Lou wins. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get all of them, but I like Lou. Well, I'm going to go with Lou's.
You get mine.
Yeah. I'm just saying. How about rapper brags about guns on Instagram? Mike, let's start with you this time.
I'm going to go with hashtag the future of America.
Poignant. Lou, to you.
A little bit racist, but hashtag Instagrizzle.
I like it.
He's
Brian?
He's a rapper?
Yeah.
Hashtag I got 99 problems, but a gun ain't one.
I would give that to you, but we've done the 99 problems thing every episode. Lippy, to you.
Hashtag I hold my gat sideways.
I gotta go Lou. That was the best one. All right, next one. This one we didn't even really talk about, so you guys kind of have carte blanche to make it whatever you want. Sword-wielding Florida man attacks mother's boyfriend over missing can of shrimp.
Oh, I got this.
All right, who hasn't started? Brian, you haven't started. Let's start with you.
Oh, my God. You saw me?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, hashtag, I pass. Sorry.
Pass. All right, Mike, you seem anxious.
Oh, I got this one. Hashtag, there can be only one.
Highlander, like it.
There you go.
Lippy?
Hashtag, is this thing sharp?
It's not funny, but okay. Lou?
I've got nothing good.
You're going to be better than Lippy's.
Hashtag, I don't know, shrimp or eye?
Shrimp or eye, not bad. I'll go with Mike. Oh, all you right. Got another one?
All right, well, now you got back to me. Hashtag, you kill my fish, you son of a bitch.
Prepare to die.
That one's it. Offer me money.
Offer me everything you have and more. You kill my father. I want my father back, you son of a bitch.
Still go Mike for that one. I like that. All right. Two more to go. Ain't over yet. Let's do Woman on Her Way to Taste the Ocean.
Taste the ocean?
Arrested by state trooper. Yeah, this was the drug-addled lady.
Oh, that's what she did?
Yeah. Taste the ocean?
That was her. When he asked, where are you headed? She said, I'm on my way to taste the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag I'm on X, bitches.
All right. That's fairly accurate. Let's go. Let's just go around the table, Mike. You?
All right. Let's rip off Chappelle's show. Hashtag cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Not bad also. Right.
Hashtag don't drink the water.
A Dave Matthews reference. I know that because I'm white. Lou?
I was going to say hashtag taste the rainbow.
I'm going to go Brian on that one.
I'm not off the board. All right.
He put a little bit of energy into it. I like that. Last one, though. Tapeworm. Lou, let's start on your end.
Shit. I don't know. Let's pass it because I don't have much.
Okay. Brian, to you?
What did this lady do again one more time?
She had a tapeworm.
Yeah. She had a tapeworm?
To diet.
Hashtag W-O-R-M. Worm. Sky Too Hottie reference.
Yeah, but we're on an audio podcast. They can't see you doing the dick.
I'm doing a little slash. It's like worm.
All right. Moving on, Mike.
I just wanted to get out of something.
Hashtag 30 pounds in 30 days.
Not bad. Libby?
Hashtag I can still eat.
Wait, I want to redeem myself. Can I redeem myself?
No. I wasn't allowed to redeem myself.
Because it's the last round, I'm going to give each of you a second chance. You could either stick with the one you got, or you could give me a new one.
I'm going to change it.
All right, let's start with you then.
Hashtag groovy.
That's good. That is good. That's an Earthworm Jim reference.
Oh.
Mike, you want to stay or do a second?
I think I'm going to stay.
Lou, do you have one yet?
I'm going to say since it's a big worm, the only thing I could think of was Hashtag Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Mm, sandworm reference.
Yeah.
And Lippy?
Hashtag, what's up, big perm? I mean, big worm.
Nice. What?
It's on Friday.
I got to go with Brian's groovy.
Look, what is that, like a three-way tie then?
Here's the break.
No, I'm not two. Even on the
Here's
board.
The scores. Lippy in last place with a whopping gentleman's
negative no.
zero. Then a two-way tie for second between Brian and Lou, and our winner this week is Mike with three.
Hey.
Eked it out. Eked it out.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now it's time for hypothetical Lou to take his place.
Yeah.
Hypothetical Lou.
My favorite dance yet, by
I
the way.
I spelled that shit wrong, by the way.
Yes, you did.
He All forgot right. an O-I-S in it, but, you know.
I was going to say, that is not his name.
But I find it just so hilarious. I'm like, keep it. Don't even change it. All right, so this week is a fun one. You know, everybody wants to be cast in a movie or, you know, a show. So I posed the question to these guys. If we were, you know, in a movie, who would we want playing ourselves?
Or who would be...
Or each other.
Yeah, who would be cast?
Who would be cast for the Paint It Black movie?
So why don't we just brainstorm on it a little bit?
I don't need to brainstorm.
Let's give our thoughts.
Yeah.
Who do you want to start with?
Let's go to Brian, because he's got a list.
All right. I have Duke's two lists.
Well, let's all give our Brian answer, and then we'll just go around the table. And...
Oh, you want to do it like that?
Oh.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you like better?
Yeah. All okay. right. So let's do it like that. All right. So, you know, I actually have two lists.
What kind of? I have two lists, so like I kind of don't want to do it like a Pete, a Lou, like I because I'll do like a, I have a real list like who I like if it was like a real cast we want to do a real good movie and I have a funny one.
All right, just give us your shit. We'll just chime in. That's how we'll do it. We'll keep it loose.
All right, so I'm going first there.
Yeah.
Here's my real cast. All right, here's not the funny one, but the real one.
This is if we were in a drama.
No, but like if we want to do a real movie, who I'd want to play as?
Okay.
As our host, I would have Charlie Day. Play Pete Berg.
I'm cool with that.
I would have Michael Pena play
Michael Pena. That's good.
Play Lou Figueroa.
Who is that?
You're a pimp.
End of Watch.
I think I know.
Observing Report.
Oh, definitely. Little Joker.
What was the cop movie one?
No, not Little Joker. It's that's
That the other one.
I think it's End of Watch, isn't it?
End of Watch, but he was also in 30 Minutes or Less.
Yeah, 30 Minutes or Less.
The guy's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's actually good. I like that one.
Charlie Day, we got Pena. For myself, I got Rob Riggleman.
Rob Riggle?
Yeah, Rob Riggle.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I like that.
For Jillian, I got Locke Voorhees.
Who's that?
Lisa Turtle.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
And then I got some of the regulars on the show. I got Ken as Rob Wells from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, I could kind of see that.
For Justin Herman, I got Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Because he's tall. And then for Lippy... I got Ben Stiller because I really can't put a category on you, but you're Jewish. You're
Ben
short.
Stiller. Damn. That's like calling me Seinfeld.
But that's my funny cat. That's like if we did a real movie, that's who I'd do.
Okay. Right. I mean, he makes mad money. Whatever.
Yeah.
I have another one I'll get to. After.
You want to do that one? I got a shit list.
Let's go around.
Yeah. I don't have a good list, though.
Let's go to your list, then.
I like yours better. Well, I don't have many. I couldn't figure out any of these. Like Lou, I was like a young Luis Guzman.
No. I would go John Leguizamo for
John Lou. Leguizamo's not bad too.
Oh, Luis Guzman is like the ugliest motherfucker.
But I would just find it funny because if he was younger and just hypothetical Lou, he'd got the lip. Yeah.
Oh my God, the dude from Oz.
Yo, I go there, I stab him, we go spend the money.
That motherfucker is so ugly.
Well, Seed.
Make him Benicio del Toro.
Benicio.
I'd be happy with that.
It's funny, Brian, you brought up Trailer Park Boys, because for you, I picked John Paul Tremblay.
Julian?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm actually going to be him for Halloween. And Ken's going to be Rob Wells. And we need a Bubbles.
I'm down with Bubbles.
Bubbles isn't a hard one to catch.
Wow, that's a good one.
Let's see.
You just gotta talk like this and put your finger up all the time, Julian.
You talk a big game about your...
It's khaki pants.
No, Lippy, you talk a big game about your voiceover skills. That was the best impression you've done.
Why, thank you.
I don't have one for you. The only other one I have is Justin, and it's one I've said a million other times, Pete Holmes, the comedian.
I was talking about the porno side.
John Holmes. No, Pete Holmes.
He's got 13-inch cock.
He looks like him. He's got that, I guess,
overbite. I would even have Cats played by that black comedian who's dead that he really likes.
Patrice O'Neal. I could do that.
No. As like you were casting for personality more than looks.
And by the way, only person here to get casted as a black guy. I'm just saying.
Mike, I see you as a Shia LaBeouf.
I see you as Jason.
I don't know if I should slap you or say, okay.
You're more of a Luke Perry wannabe.
Luke Perry?
Luke Perry.
Wow, that's rough.
He said wannabe, so not even the real
one. Yeah, like that's
even the
real
It's the best. Like, that's what he wore in Buffy.
You know what it is like?
That's a Han Solo.
There you go. That's not bad, a Han Solo vest.
I don't know. I mean, like, when Lou told me about this, he was like, oh, who would you have cast you? But he didn't say, like, the group.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, because, right? I mean, it's so, kind of fair because you don't know us that well, you know?
Just based on what I know of you as of far, right? I would say, for Pete, I don't know, John Malkovich.
The man is talented.
Yeah. For Cats, John Lovitz.
I'm on the radio. Acting.
For Lou, I'd say a young Cheech Marin.
Thank you.
Well, that's
why I didn't that's say Cheech Marin because I knew that was the first thing everyone was going
to
say.
That's a
young
go-to.
Cheech Marin or like a really tan John Leguizamo. That's a really good one.
Too. I like the Cheech. A young Cheech Marin.
Yeah. You know, Filippi, just because, you know, what you said before, like, I just met you. But you were saying, like, people think you're Hawaiian and shit, which is
the
beyond
Rock.
Me. No, man. I would go with, like, a really, like, fucked up version of the dude who played E. Honda in Street Fighter.
Yes! Yeah! That's Manu Manu.
Manu Manu
from fucking, what's that movie? Necessary Roughness.
Yeah.
You know, Manu Manu. That. I like Spam anyway. So.
Yes, I like it.
That one. Wow.
The 100 hand slap. Do you have one list or two?
I got two.
So you do your first, then I'll do my second.
All right. So I did two things. The first one, I just, if we did an American movie. So this one, I'm surprised. Me and Katz picked the same thing, Pete as Charlie Day.
I'm okay with it. The man's talented.
I mean, I could definitely see that.
Yeah,
it's the beard. It's just the beard.
No, it's not the beard. It's just like the ridiculous shit that comes with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I went as Charlie from It's Always Sunny for Halloween one year.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So, for Brian, I picked Jason Segel.
That's actually not bad. I could see that.
Jillian, I picked... Jesus Christ, this girl's got a...
Jesus Christ, that has nothing to do with Jillian.
Erica Badu.
Taraji P. Henson, otherwise known as... one of the black chicks, the sniper black chick from Smoking Aces.
The sniper one.
Yes.
Yeah, the one who was with Alicia Keys.
Yes, okay. The sniper.
All right.
And for myself, Theo Rossi.
Oh, that chick was also in...
That's not a chick. Theo Rossi plays Juice on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
That's actually not... He's a little more cut than you, but we can get away with that.
You know, when you cast in Hollywood, the guy is always more handsome than the fucking...
I can see you rock that mohawk.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, so Lou did his first list. I'm going to do my second list. This is my funny list.
Okay.
Like, this is my making fun of everybody. Lippy is any of the Ninja Turtles without their masks.
As long as it's not Raph.
It's any of them.
Any of them but Raph.
Raph is the best one.
They
Shut
all
up.
Look alike. They're all Ninja Turtles.
I'm a Ninja Turtle.
Justin Herman is Big
Bird.
Big Bird. Kenny is John Wayne Gacy.
Obviously.
John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should see him.
That's not Pogo the Clown. That's John Wayne Gacy.
Jillian is Aunt Jemima.
Wow.
Oh.
Myself, I'm Artie Lang. And Lou is any gardener you ever see ever.
Thank you.
And Pete Berg is Ellen DeGeneres.
Nice. Okay. I can dance.
I forgot to mention, I had some extras for the American one. So Justin is Jake Busey.
You got big old teeth.
For Lippy, I had Nick Kroll.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I could see Nick Kroll. That's actually not bad.
You're like a Samoan Nick Kroll.
Yeah, if he got a tan, he'd be a little more Lippy. Right. But the
glasses, he's the one who was on 911, who was always on the roller skates.
He's on
no, Nick Kroll. You'd know better from the league.
Yeah,
He's dating Amy Poehler now, I think.
Really? Yeah. After Job?
Yeah.
Mikey, I gave you Milo Ventimiglia.
The guy from Heroes?
Yes. The young guy from Heroes.
I see that.
No, yeah. I can see it. I can see it.
Okay.
And for Ken, I gave Jonah Hill.
Actually, if I could just comment on Mike's outfit, I say Mick Foley.
Wow.
Just for the outfit?
Yeah, it's like vest with plaid.
All right, so
I like the Milo Ventimiglia.
This dude looks mad Jewish.
Yeah, he looks really Jewish.
He's crazy Jewish, but it's the glasses. That's what it is.
The glasses and the curly hair.
I wear contacts.
And did you have any cast for a Slippy? Or,
yeah, or you want to wing any?
No, I was going as I went along.
All right. So for the UK version of the movie.
Oh, you got a UK version?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for you, I put Simon Pegg.
Sweet.
Yeah, Pete Simon Pegg.
What? Nick Frost.
Okay.
Brian got Nick Frost.
He's awesome.
For myself, I picked Noelle Clark, otherwise known as Mickey from Doctor Who.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that. Good. Actually, that's really good.
Jillian, I picked Freema Agyeman, otherwise known as Doctor Who's black.
The one who was only around
Doctor
for
Who's black? That's racist.
The one who was around for a season?
She was the best one, too, I thought.
You refer to her as Doctor Who's black.
There's Jillian. Yeah. What the hell is Michonne?
Michonne.
Justin, I put as Rory from Doctor Who.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
It's my Simon Pegg.
Lippy, I said, is Stephen Graham, otherwise the little guy from Snatch.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that the dude from Borg Empire?
Yes.
He's Capone.
He's Capone, yeah.
Capone.
No, I can see that.
Yeah. Mikey, I gave you James McAvoy.
Okay.
Because he's British.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And Ken, Bill Bailey, you guys know him?
Yeah.
Bill Bailey the comedian or Bill Bailey the...
No, that's the guy that does Cash Cab, right?
Yeah.
Bottom right on the top. He's from Black Books and some other things that, like, bottom Simon right Pegg and Nick Frost do.
It was like Louis C.K.
Yeah, basically.
Like an unhealthy version of Louis C.K.
With a petter ass mustache.
I would go the Penguin Batman 2 for
DeVito?
DeVito.
But yeah, I have the picture, so I'll definitely put it on Twitter.
What did we learn today from this, though? We learned that we just pretty much gave Jillian any black girl we could think of.
The first black girl that came to mind.
I said fucking Lisa Aunt Turtle. Jemima.
Lisa and Turtle's a good one, but I happen to know that she calls herself that before.
Well,
to herself
does
as
she
Lisa
ever call
Turtle.
Herself Aunt Jemima?
I said Aunt Jemima is good.
There's the
but
good
then again, well, I don't agree with your Ellen DeGeneres. I prefer the Simon Pegg / Charlie Depp.
Well, I said there's the good funny cast, and then there's the disrespectful cast.
The disrespectful cast is like our casting for the Cobra movie that we wanted to do.
I
thought that was the good cast, because that's all like those guys.
Those kind
I
of
like
guys.
The disrespectful cast, but specifically because last week we learned Jillian wears that fucking Harriet Tubman head wrap.
She does. She's Underground Railroad in her dude.
And that was it. That was hypothetical. Ooh, I think we did all right.
All right. Let's, yeah. I enjoyed that. That was fun.
Thank you.
Let's go into the last segment. Let's do a little price of admission.
Seriously? Price of admission. Jeez.
What you're hearing in the background is so much effort to get to the bathroom by Lou.
Gotta pay.
So much effort.
Otherwise, I could just go in a can.
All right. All right. This motherfucker's out of here.
So, we got a couple things here. We got a few movies.
Well, is any movie come out this week besides that?
Yeah, we got three movies. Three releases. I'm going to start with my least favorite. We're going to work our way up to favorite.
All right.
My least favorite is The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
What the fuck is that?
Sound good.
Yeah, we saw the trailer for this during, I think, Wolverine or something.
It must have been Wolverine, because Wolverine, I was so bored.
It's that the one I kept movie. Calling it looked like a bad Twilight knockoff.
Couldn't tell you.
No. I see the ads everywhere. It's currently...
It's popular? Like, it's like a...
It's based on a young adult series. No shocker there. Lily Collins stars as a young girl whose life is upended when she realizes that she's part of a long line of demon slayers. And like blah, Buffy, blah, Buffy. Blah, 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 blah. Looks like a piece of shit to me. 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
13%'s low.
Directed by Harold Zwart, whose only other credits are the 2010 Karate Kid and the 2009's Pink Panther 2.
Oh my god.
Along with some gems like Agent Cody Banks. This is a major skip.
Yeah, this dude unfortunately has money because of
this. This doesn't even come up on the radar.
No, if you're under the age of like 15, this is nowhere near your wheelhouse.
I mean, first instinct would be like when a movie title is about a sentence.
Yeah.
You know, just
don't be a menace. Just
don't see it.
No, but when
Don't be a menace is the exception to the rule. That
because it's
amazing.
Spoofing that shit too. But especially if it's the first movie in a series, supposedly, and it already has a colon in it.
Yeah.
The Mortal Instruments, : City of Bones. It's like,
I mean, it already sounds like a sequel.
Yeah, they're trying they're trying for that, though. It's like when they did Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief. It was like,
that's a kid's movie, though.
We have to look forward to more Percy Jacksons. This is a kid's movie, too. It's based off a young adult
series. Is it?
Based off a young adult
series. Young adult like Twilight, like it's kind of tween.
It's tweeny. Yeah, it's
Percy Jackson's like for kids, though.
I don't know. I think it's the same shit. It's meant for like...
douche.
Yeah, meant for children. I don't even see the PG-13.
Next movie.
Oh, well, that happened.
Goes. That was Lou.
That.
Now, let's all be quiet while he walks in, shamefully.
Yeah, fun. How was your pee? In there?
I did have
one. Well, the seat was really warm on his butt because he sat down.
Now, I wanted Lou back for this one because the next one's a horror movie. And that tends to be more his wheelhouse. Let's do You're next. The worst ad campaign I've ever seen on TV. Did you see the ad campaign for this thing?
No.
It was, you got nothing to fear, except for this rabbit, this lamb, this chipmunk. And they just show people in masks of, like, animals. I can't tell what this is about. But it's supposedly pretty good. It's up there at 80% right now.
80%? That is the worst intro ever to a fucking movie I've ever heard.
Oh, that's with the guy wearing the Wyatt family mask, right?
It looks like a bunch of people in, like, weird animal masks.
Yeah, I vote no on this movie.
You vote no on this?
I vote no on this only because the only scenes they show you in the preview is the guy in the stupid lamb face.
That's what I...
And then it flashes to him getting stabbed in the head by some random chick.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
That's this one.
Yeah, absolutely no.
But he directed the VHS series. I don't know if you saw VHS.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. I saw that movie.
Everyone I talk to says they love VHS and VHS 2.
Well, VHS
the American
stinks.
Version is... What is that called?
The what now? VHS.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else, sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Can you do that a little louder?
I was thinking, he's just divvying out Bruce.
I was thinking
it's on tap, baby.
Record, you ever hear that?
I don't think so.
They adapted into Quarantine.
Quarantine.
Right. Yeah, anyhow.
Quarantine was a very good movie.
The VHS series is terrible. There's like one good... kind of story.
Yeah, it's an anthology series.
It's a cult. Right, so someone explain to me what VHS is.
VHS is a movie where it's like they pretending to take like four or five little minis and put them into like a full like not like, that story but like a full like movie.
It's vignettes where they're watching these VHS tapes and they're each is a different story.
There was one movie where their kids were getting killed in a camp, right? And the video the villain basically was just glitching out like it was fucking that shit from
Grindhouse.
No, what's that movie with fucking Wreck-It Ralph? It was Wreck-It Ralph. It was fucking
like the glitch.
Yeah, it was the glitch. He was just glitching out. Like, can't catch me.
Like Vanellope.
It was Vanellipe. Okay, Vanellipe was murdering people in this movie.
All right. Well, does anybody have interest in your next?
I'm actually interested.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 80% for a horror movie?
You're interested?
For an R-rated horror movie?
Dude, it looks god-awful.
Dude, it's an R-rated movie, though. If we don't get that like in horror movies anymore.
But R-rated doesn't mean shit anymore.
It means you're at least going to get
some
guts.
They're going to say fuck a few times.
No,
because
every horror movie out at like the past crop of horror movies, all PG-13.
Yeah, but
and they look and they feel PG-13.
But there's a difference between horror and gore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, this looks more... I can't tell what it is. Campaigns are terrible.
This looks like just a fucking random like home invasion movie. Like, that's what I get from it.
All right, you're
just like
next.
A bunch of crazy
a little random
in
home
mask.
Invasion movie, you know?
Here's the description.
Like, I'm good on that. I get enough of that shit. I live in New York. You know what I mean? Like, all I gotta do is watch Fox News in the morning. They'll fill me in on all the horrible shit
your
happening
local
in my
home
city.
Invasions this movie. Yeah.
Here's the official synopsis. You're next. Reinvents the genre by putting a fresh twist on home invasion horror. So you're
was
right about that.
Was this directed by Goldberg?
When a gang of masked, axe-wielding murderers descend upon the Davison family reunion, the hapless victims seem trapped. until an unlikely guest of the family proves to be the most talented killer of all.
Bruce Campbell.
I wish. It's Sharni Vinson.
Sharni Vinson?
I don't know who that is.
I would guess.
Who is that?
A girl. She acts.
Who's the villain?
I guess.
She's got a vagina.
Who's the villain?
The guy in the goat mask.
Look, you may have heard it, but my guess was Goldberg.
Yeah, directed by Adam Wingard. Like I said, a VHS fame. All right, let's get to the movie that I want to see this week.
Kick-Ass 2.
Yep. And The World.
The World's End.
The World's End.
Let's Love play it. The Rotten Tomatoes game, because I'm pretty impressed by this one. Rotten Tomatoes game follows Price is Right rules. Try to guess a Rotten Tomatoes score. Without
93%.
Okay.
I'm going to say, because I heard that most people who like Simon Pegg's movies didn't like it as much as Shaun of the Dead, 60.
Now, we want to get closest without going over.
Price is Right rules.
So, whichever one of you wants to go first.
I was pretty close to where Lou was. I'm going to say 65.
65, Mike?
No, I'm going to say 87.
87. Wow. Mike would be our winner.
Wow.
Hey. Bad people like it.
91%. Brian, you went over by two.
Realistically.
That was... No, it's Price is Right rules, buddy. Right. But that was a good guess. I was shocked. Still, I got caught up when you said that. I was like, what? Did he look?
No. Dude, this movie looked like it was... worth the price of admission. I just use our own little thing.
Our own spiel.
And realistically, like, I think that you're going to use everything from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, everything you love, and it's going to be in this and even a better story with more characters.
Well, this is the last chapter in the Cornetto trilogy.
I don't want to be a trilogy. I hope that every couple of years they just make a movie.
It's not really a trilogy. They're calling it that, the Cornetto trilogy, because Cornetto is a type of ice cream in England. And each movie features...
Who's the director on it?
Edgar Wright.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was going to say, what type of ice cream is featured in this movie, since they already did the vanilla and the chocolate?
No, in the first movie, No, I know this. I actually
know what
this.
I'm talking about, though, right?
Like... In the first movie, it was like red ice cream that they were eating in Shaun of the Dead, and that was to symbolize the blood. In the second movie, in Hot Fuzz, they were eating blue ice cream because they were cops. In this movie, it's supposed to be green ice cream because they're dealing with science fiction elements like robots. Okay. So it actually, there is this thing that they keep doing.
Yeah.
I could be more psyched for this flick. I'm definitely going to watch it sometime this week. And you're definitely going to hear on the spoilers. I'll probably go with Pete.
I can't wait to see this, to be
honest.
It's
going to be great.
I love everything Edgar Wright does. I love everything Simon Pegg does.
Yeah, I like Simon Pegg.
Like everything they do. Edgar Wright is one of the best directors of our...
From Space to Shaun of the Dead to this movie.
Yeah, has anybody watched Space?
Oh, Space is amazing.
I've watched a lot of Space. I've watched like 6 of the 12 episodes. It's a fun show.
Yeah, good British series, hysterical. And then he did Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That was a good show.
Totally panned, and it shouldn't have.
It was a critical success, but it wasn't a commercial success. So it actually didn't do bad. I mean,
Michael Cera.
Cera and that chick from Newsroom.
I think the only reason why it didn't do as well as it did was because I'm not trying to take anything away from him. Because Michael Cera was casted in that movie.
No, I think you're right. It was during the height of Michael Cera over stimulation. Like saw him in
year one.
Exactly.
He was in so much so quickly, and then his movies kind of went south.
Super
really quick.
Bad year one.
That
was definitely a great movie.
By the time Year One and Youth and Revolt came out, like his shitty movies.
How was Youth and Revolt? I never saw that.
It's not that great.
No, it's not good.
No, it's not really a good movie at all.
That's with Zach Galifianakis. And
Briefly.
He's just like a little part. Yeah.
It's such a pretentious movie. It's really not that great. But like it was during that time, and Scott Pilgrim just kind of was like, Michael Cera's at it again. But really, that movie's great. I love the shit out of that movie. I read the comic book, too. Check it out. It's really good. So yeah, 91%. This movie looks great. I can't wait to see it. Bunch of buddies go on a pub crawl, find out that the town they grew up in is invaded by robots.
It's kind
of
like that, what's that movie with Matthew Broderick with the robot ladies?
Oh, you're talking Stepford Wives.
Yeah, it's like you just out of nowhere, but a funny version of that.
But a good version of that.
Yeah, a good funny version where you're like, everyone's a fucking alien robot. Like, oh no.
But here's the thing too, that Edgar Wright's movies do, is they, on the surface, are these spoofs, right? You have your zombie, your cop movie, your sci-fi movie. But deep down, they're actually really good self-contained movies. Like, they're legitimate entries into the genre.
Can I ask you a quick question? Yeah. Does Simon Pegg or Nick Frost have anything to do with the input of the movie?
Yeah.
Like, do they write?
I'm sure they let him, like, improv.
No, I listened to an interview today. The three of them team up on these.
They do, like, Edgar
Wright writes these movies, but not without...
But they all add their spice to them?
Their inputs involve fully.
Okay, because every movie that the three of them do together is fantastic. At least the first two, at least. I haven't seen this one yet, but I imagine this one's great.
Well, they've only worked together on the three, but even when Nick Frost and Simon Pegg get together for, like, a Paul, I liked Paul a lot.
Paul was actually very good. An underrated movie.
It's a fun movie.
You know why? You know why I didn't get very much respect? Because it was an animated Seth Rogen as a stupid alien.
But it's funny as hell.
I like Paul.
That movie Paul's has a good. Lot. Paul. That movie has the best like in jokes for nerds that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I love when Sigourney Weaver came out. I was like, and she said, "Get away from me, you." And then she gets crushed.
Jason Bateman's driving the cop car, and she's yelling at him over the radio, and he shoots it. And he's like, "It was a boring conversation anyway."
What about that titty fucking cock sucking motherfucker?
Titty sucking cock sucking two ball bitch.
Oh man, I love Jason Bateman in that movie. He's fantastic. And then he's like, you find out he's like Paul's friend. Realistically, you really can't go wrong with Nick Frost or Simon Pegg. And then when you add, was it Edgar Wright to it?
Yeah.
They always make great, great cinema. And
yeah, I'm fan.
I mean, I can't.
Do you
wait
remember
to
when we saw Shaun of the Dead?
We saw a midnight showing the night before it came out, and yeah, we couldn't be more happier.
And we couldn't have been more alone in that theater.
It was me, you, and Eric. It was me, you, and Eric Miller, yeah. And like maybe four other people.
If I even four.
I felt the same way. I saw Hot Fuzz in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the same thing. It was maybe like six people.
And it's stunning to me because these movies are like cult hits and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like you go, there's no general interest for
it. Like opening day it was dead.
Do you think that? Yeah, that was before. That's opening night.
That was a preview night.
Damn.
Do you think that they've kept their like originality and funniness because they've always kind of been underground? Like even though they've had commercial successes with those movies, like in the sense where they've not made Titanic money or anything, but like. They've done successful movies.
They're cult hits.
But they're cult. I always consider them cult.
You can't turn on Comedy Central between the hours of noon and 5 p.m. without seeing Shaun of the Dead on there.
And how great is it that every time they do a movie together that they do the same stupid Simon Pegg jumping over a fence joke?
Well, that's just a running thing. They put that in for
a couple of those.
That's in every movie.
Yeah.
The first one, he fucking collapses. He hits the fence. The second one, he does like a backflip over it. And this one, he knocks over the shit. Like, yeah. No. I that brings a smile to my face. I'm so psyched to see this film.
With World's End.
World's End. Yeah.
So, just like if you think about it, with the whole fence thing. So like you're saying, Shaun of the Dead, he fucking tries to hop the fence, he knocks it over.
Yeah.
And Hot Fuzz, he makes it over, and then Nick Frost crashes through the fence.
Crashes through it. After.
So like, what's next?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? This
whole fence joke is amazing.
In the trailer, he hops over it, and the whole thing tips over, and he falls down like a bluff.
The only thing that I'm kind of not like feeling a little bit is that this is official the last movie of the summer.
Oh yeah, that's kind of true.
Like I'd give a little like salute to it.
If next we weren't in your house, I'd pour my drink out.
Bring on the snow.
The next movie we're gonna see is probably what, Machete, like in October.
Machete
2.
Machete Kills. That's what it's called.
Starring Carlos Estevez.
Carlos.
But seriously,
like
this
went
is
back to the Estevez name
and Sofia Vergara with her titty guns.
But like our crew,
who doesn't want to see titty guns?
Our crew is going to watch the next couple weeks is going to be this movie, and then Elysium. We got to catch up.
We got to catch up.
Vacations and Kick-Ass 2.
Kick-Ass 2.
But realistically, that really marks the end of our summer as far as spoilers.
Did you see two guns?
Well, until I don't care about that one.
That's not like a weighted movie like the other.
I got you.
Yeah. I think the next big one after that is like Thor 2 in November.
So looking forward to that.
By the way, if you want to join us and join our panel for our spoilers.
Yeah, we do a movie version of this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, awesome.
And
definitely do that, dude. I can't wait to see all those, to be honest with you.
There's three good movies to still see.
Let's jump into the future. Let's talk about the elephant in the room as far as movies go, and that's, you know what it is.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- If you haven't not heard,
okay, everyone, calm down for a moment. Calm down for a moment. I want to hear a yay or nay from each of you. Yay or nay on Affleck?
About Affleck as Batman?
I'm going to point to you. You give me your yay or your nay, and a brief one sentence why. All right, everyone prepared?
Okay,
it's like being in high school again.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm going to say yay just because give Ben Affleck a shot. If he fucks it up, then you just blame it on Ben Affleck.
Then you can blame it on Ben Affleck, right? Go.
Nay.
Why?
Daredevil.
All right, fair enough. Go.
Nay.
Yes, why?
Affleck!
Terrible.
Affleck! Affleck!
Nay, definite nay.
Why?
He's a good director, but he hasn't proven himself as an actor yet.
And I'm going to go personally, yay, Argo.
Fuck yourself. You know what? Like, Argo is...
A line from the movie.
Argo is a great script, and he directed it fantastic, but I don't see him as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Correct.
I think the big problem here is every time you get a Batman, for the most part, they try not to go... In this latest cycle, even with, like, Christian Bale, they don't go with the biggest name. They go with a guy you may not know.
Well, you said before that you want to see a little bit older
A little Wayne. Bit older, yeah.
Like, I would have much rather seen a different Batman who was a little bit older than Christian Bale. Like I said before a couple weeks ago, I would like to see the guy from Hell on Wheels.
Anson Mount.
Yeah.
He would have much better.
It's hard to tell under all that hair.
All right, so you cut him
down. Did you watch the season premiere of Hell on Wheels?
I have not.
No, but you know
he looked like a caveman.
You know what it is? It's not necessarily the look. It's the emotion that comes through it. So, like, when you think of a Bruce Wayne or a Batman, you want to see, like, a broody, tough dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Affleck just does not come off to me as a broody tough dude. He comes off to me as like
he was in the town. In the town, he was a broody tough dude.
I don't know about not a broody tough dude.
He was super broody. He robbed Fenway Park.
I mean, but you don't
with Hawkeye.
You don't have to be tough to rob a bank with Hawkeye.
Yo, the dude who was bullet tooth in Lockstock.
The who?
The guy that bullet was bullet tooth.
Tony?
Like Vinny Jones?
Is that his name?
Vinny Jones
is a terrible Batman. Oh, yeah. He's British.
Yeah, horrible Batman.
Once you get rid of the accent.
Yeah, you see, like, the Joker's robbing a bank here. Oi, cool!
But you know what? I mean,
who's the best football team in the land?
but Pete, I'm going to go out.
Manchester United!
Pete, I'm going to go out and
it's
say
good
that
song.
I would have never thought that Christian Bale would do the job he did.
And I want to bring up that point, actually.
Well, first of all, I want to bring up a point.
I'll go out there and say that. So, Affleck... Maybe he's got a shot at it.
Hey, I was a guy...
I don't know, but I, at first I'm going to say absolutely not.
I'm with you 100% on that one point that when like Heath Ledger was cast as the Joker, I went, bullshit, blasphemy, he's not the Joker. And then he blew me away.
Yeah,
all right, but
absolutely.
The movies blew you away, but did Batman ever blow you away?
I'm saying he was cast as a Joker.
Where are they?
Exactly. Christian Bale was a better...
Where are the drugs?
I was blown away by George Clooney.
Rubble.
But Christian Bale was a better Bruce Wayne than he was a Batman.
No, he wasn't.
You don't think he was a good Bruce?
I don't think he was good either.
I thought he was pretty
good. I thought he was
Bruce.
A great Bruce.
I thought those movies were fantastic despite a terrible Batman.
He's a perfect Bruce Wayne.
I think he's
George
terrible.
George Clooney's Bruce Wayne.
Terrible Bruce Wayne.
Actually, George Clooney.
That was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
It really is. But on paper.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as a villain.
Yeah, I know.
Freezing hell.
Hey, everybody. Chill.
All right, now everyone.
What did he say?
Give me
freeze to see you.
Ice to see you.
Something like that.
No, my favorite. He shoots Robin with the ice thing. It's ice to see you, bird boy.
You're as cold as ice.
He had ice skating thugs who played hockey.
Now they were rollerblading.
Movie's such a
I would have rather seen Job. As fucking, was it Mr. Freeze?
Yo, in that
Batman,
movie, do they.
Hermano.
Do they.
I would say Joe was Batman, to be honest with you.
It actually is not bad.
Compared to Ben Affleck?
I like Ben Affleck better. Will
Wayne
Arnett.
Isn't balding.
He's not in the Batman shade.
Oh, Batman? Like fucking.
Ben Affleck's huge. He's a big dude.
He's tall.
But he's jacked. You saw Argo. He had to take his shirt off less than three times in that movie because he directed it.
That's not my Batman.
In Argo?
Yeah.
The movie...
Like, because he directed it. Exactly, because he directed it and he was starring in it. He was like, I look pretty good without my shirt on. I'm going to have three scenes where I change my outfit. Like,
that's...
boom! Yummy!
Damn straight.
There you go. Yeah, I feel horrible because I didn't see Argo. So
Argo's a good, really good
I can't
play.
Say anything good or bad about
it's
it.
It's best picture last year.
Yeah, but what
think about that.
That doesn't mean shit to me.
It means, you know what I mean? Like, it means shit to somebody. All right, who's a better one? Give me a better one.
A better Batman? Or
better
Bruce
Batman.
Wayne?
Your gonna, Batman. Who would you cast?
I'm going to say Anson from fucking...
Anson Mount from Hell on Wheels. That's yours?
He's a little bit older, like you wanted.
Yeah.
And he gives me that man feel.
A little known fact about Anson Mount, giant comic book fan.
I'm going to say he gives you that, like, he's a real man feel. Like, he plays fucking...
You gotta watch this episode. He does the most suave move I've ever seen in a TV show.
All you gotta do is picture him without his beard and without his hair in a Bruce Wayne getup.
I'm gonna second that motion.
I got it, quite honestly.
Can I go dead people? Like, real quick. Can I go, like, back in the day?
Just real quick. I wanna tie up this Anson Mount thing. Real quick. Yes. 100%. That is unsung casting, because he's not a big star. He's an unknown.
And he's a man. Like,
he's a good actor.
You would believe him beating up people.
And especially if you're throwing him into the Superman universe, where you have a Superman who grows a beard, has chest hair, and, you know, travels the globe with truckers, he would fit right in. He'd be, it would be like the manly hour.
No one's going to question Anson Mount's manliness.
No, the guy's listening.
Can I resurrect Humphrey Bogart?
Humphrey Bogart.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but tomorrow I'll be Batman. Sure.
Humphrey Bogart was pretty badass.
He was
badass. He was pretty badass.
Humphrey Bogart was 1940 badass. That's cool.
I'm going to head out there and take out that Joker.
I'm
the Batman.
Of all the gin joints in all the world, you had a walk in a mind.
Batman.
I don't know.
Lou, you got one?
I'm going to say John Hamm.
That was mine initial.
Oh, he's too funny to me.
John Hamm is a super funny dude, but he looks like Bruce Wayne.
No, I look at him, I just see funny.
Really? You don't watch Mad Men, then you watch.
I was just going to say, the guy from Mad Men looks like Batman.
That's John Hamm.
Plus, wasn't he in
the town?
He
has so much comic timing.
Where do you get comedy from, his SNL stuff?
Just everything about him just kind of makes you laugh.
Actually, he's big in the comedy circuit.
But I'm saying, his comic timing is too good, where, like, he'd be serious, and I'd be like,
but that
giggle a little bit.
You watch a Don Draper, though, on Mad Men. That's a Bruce Wayne.
He's
so dry and dark.
It is, but John Hamm
but that timing,
too funny.
That timing that he has, though, just serves the wit. You need that wit.
Batman, I gotta say, is all superheroes shouldn't have wit. Like,
Batman has extra wit.
No, but smart wit.
He's
but like,
Batman,
no, but
damn
he
it.
Shouldn't be goofy and funny.
He should not be fucking goofy at all.
But John Hamm's not goofy. Like,
he's goofy and funny.
He's not goofy and funny.
Yeah, but
not
you
on, not,
like, if
not,
you're
look
fucking,
at Don Draper. He's not goofy.
If you're going to cast Ben Affleck as fucking Batman, you might as well cast Matthew Perry.
All right.
Chandler.
If you're making
Chandler
like,
Riggs.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not to take anything away from fucking Ben Affleck. Because, like I said, like, we were talking before. The Town was an amazing movie.
Great flick.
Great movie.
With John Hamm and Ben Affleck.
Loved it.
John Hamm is the cop in it.
But then you was talking before about Argo. He was great in Argo.
Yeah. Argo is just the most recent one in my brain.
But if you're going to go back to just straight up comic book movie.
What about like Hollywoodland? Did you see Hollywoodland though?
He played
George Reeves. He played Superman. Ben Affleck.
No,
and he was great in that movie.
You can't play fucking Christopher Reeve.
He played George Reeve.
No, that was the 40s Batman that died on the TV show.
Yeah, George Reeve was the original serial actor. Like, he acted in all the serial dramas.
Well, then you might as well get Adam West.
That would be amazing.
Sometimes you just can't get rid of a Bond.
Oh, speaking of
sometimes
which,
you can't get rid of a Bond.
Like, from what I understand, like, there was, like, some type of... I don't know if it was real or not, but there was, like,
is this real?
A story going about, like, when they were redoing the Batman movie, Adam West, like, showed up in costume... like protesting that he should be playing the role.
No, 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 old guy.
He's like, I'm here, old chum. Now, your girlfriend sent me a couple names.
My bad, I beefed.
Now, your girlfriend obviously has not watched many comic book movies because she writes George Clooney as her pick. He's been there. Don't wave that part at me.
No. When I read it, I saw her as stupid. But I think you got to take a sarcastic sense to everything.
I think take it now where he's an older guy with some salt and pepper.
No, but
hair.
Look, read that email. I think it's sarcastic, the whole thing.
Her pick was Bradley Cooper.
That's stupid. But what? I'm saying like all
he
the
could be Batman without the British accent.
Daniel Craig.
He's bald as fuck.
Daniel Craig is like there's nobody who could compare to Daniel Craig right now.
Daniel Craig's already Bond, though. Like, he's already Bond.
He's a great
but like,
Bond.
He's, like, James. He's like a certain level of badass that like you haven't seen since like Liam Neeson.
No, I love those.
You know what I mean? Like
Bond
Daniel
flips.
Craig is amazing.
Skyfall was one of my favorite movies of last year.
Grim Skull.
Great movie.
Skyfall. She also writes James Franco, Johnny Depp.
Jesus
Mark God. Wahlberg.
No, but read the
little
thing
I'd be down
said.
With Mark
she
Wahlberg.
She doesn't like literally mention them as like
she writes James Franco. Would at least be interesting. Johnny Depp, could you imagine?
No.
Mark Wahlberg, Gotham City is suddenly in Boston.
What? What? No.
She also wrote, Brian will say, what? What? No. I'm not kidding. It's right there.
No.
What? What? No.
Yeah.
It's
Brad Pitt, not a good pick, because he's Brad Pitt, the zombie. And I hated World War Z so
that
much.
Movies.
By the way, if Dave Namer was cast in the movie, he'd be a World War Z zombie.
Friend of the
he's
show.
He's a Twilight vampire.
Friend of the show, Dave Namer.
He'd be the girl vampire in Twilight.
That's rough. To close this show out today, we're split on the Batman thing.
Anson Mount's my pick.
I think that, but what's done is done. We got to make the most of it.
Yeah, look, Ben, please just don't kill the character.
I don't like Daredevil, but the movie is over a decade old, and it was obviously a piece of shit.
You shouldn't be allowed to play more than one superhero in your career.
No, because I don't think that's fair, because the guy, Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, started Johnny as the Human Torch, Storm, and he's...
They were both good.
The Fantastic Four movies suck compared to the Captain America movies.
Yeah.
The Avengers.
Fucking... But then what's his name wants to play like Deadpool in the worst way? The guy who played Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's already played him.
He played Deadpool once.
No, but like the real Deadpool movie.
You know what?
Fucking,
go back and watch
X-Men, that. That X-Men shit needs to be retconned.
Like, first of all, did you play the Deadpool game?
I did not.
There's actually a call to Ryan Reynolds in the game.
No, he's surfing the internet and he's on Facebook and he goes, oh, another friend request from Ryan. When's this guy going to get a clue? Like declines him again. But Ryan Reynolds, if you go back and you watch Wolverine Origins, is a good Deadpool.
Yeah.
Just they didn't give him the mask or any of the.
They really did him a disservice by not giving him the right story.
Yeah.
Like he was a good Deadpool.
The one scene he was in where he wouldn't shut up and he was wisecracking and he was chopping things up, that was Deadpool. But then they just completely flushed it down the toilet.
I think it was hidden amongst my hatred for what they did to the X-Men series and especially what they did to the Wolverine.
What do you think of
I have a lot of hate for that.
What do you think of Days of Future Past?
That up.
What do you think of Days of Future Past?
That upcoming movie, the next one.
That looks fantastic.
I'm on the fence.
I'm psyched about it.
I'm on the fence.
You got some good shit going on.
That's summer 2014 for Paint It Black right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but next summer has like every fucking blockbuster coming out.
No,
2014.
2015 is the year.
Avengers
2.
Yeah, like, come on.
Batman Superman. Now I'm blanking, but there's a lot.
The next
Hobbit year
movie.
Is
the next Hobbit
the next
this
Hobbit
year.
Movie. Oh, it comes out this year.
Yeah,
the next Hobbit?
Well, it's gonna come
they
out.
They film
every
them
winter.
All simultaneously.
Okay.
Yeah. Every winter for the next 2 years.
And I like that. I don't care what anyone says. I kind of.
I'm looking
that
forward
last
to more fucking grenade pine cones and shit.
Yeah. More songs about dinner.
Yeah.
me and Lou liked the flick. It's just we were there in the theater way too long.
They should get like a red versus blue actual movie instead of just like all the.
Instead of doing that, don't do a Halo movie. Yeah. Do a red versus blue.
Red versus blue.
Didn't they
do that though? Isn't there like a short on YouTube about that?
Oh, red versus blue is an ongoing series. It's been going for like 10 years now.
It is right.
It's phenomenal.
Since like the early 2000s.
By Rooster Teeth. It's great. Check it out. It's on YouTube. But I think that wraps it up for today.
It does. It does. So I'm gonna mute everyone's mics and Pete's gonna give the promos.
Pete. Yes. Yes.
I muted Pete's mic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed it closed me down there. I lost my plugs. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at PIBComics. You can email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com or visit our website at paintedblackcomics.com. Buy some shit. We got some new shit coming because Comic-Con is right around the corner, and we will be at New York City Comic-Con the weekend of October 10th at Jacob Javits Center.
We got The Hallowed by Pete Berg and Bill...
Smith.
And we got... Hand of God by Lou Figueroa and Brian Katz.
That's right. Two books premiering, two books from last year. We're going to have swag. We're going to have all sorts of cool shit. We may have video game tournaments, from what I understand, or at least video game quizzes where you can earn some shit.
A-Squad's going to be there on Saturday.
A-Squad coming Saturday exclusively.
The swag shit you could buy.
Did you write the booth? What?
I did not.
It's like 11:47 or some shit.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. It's on the main floor, around the indie publishing. What am I missing? Oh yeah, listen to A Squad, also on the Painted Black Network, video game show. Listen to Disenfranchised Sports Show, also on the Painted Black Network, starring Brian Katz as the host. And that's it, right?
Yeah. Pete, you want to send us off?
I'll do it. So for myself, Pete Berg, for Lou, Brian, Mike, and Lippy, close the door behind you.